This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Every year, an organization called Poets House organizes a walk across the Brooklyn Bridge, partly to raise money, partly to raise awareness of poetry. And like any good cause, from climate change to toys for tots, poetry can always use famous faces. Studio 360's Eric Molinsky tagged along a couple of weeks ago to catch up with one of his idols.
Summer is a great time to walk across the Brooklyn Bridge, especially with a bunch of poets.
You can almost read New York City like a poem. Each street is like a line. It's so enjambed. There's kind of a rhythm and a pace to each block. And so the bridge walk is a way to do a close reading.
Lee Brissetti's a board member of Poets House. It's a national center for poetry. They do this fundraiser every year where they walk across the Brooklyn Bridge. There were esteemed poets, wannabe poets, patrons of the arts, and a celebrity. You know Tom's of Maine Toothpaste? Well, Tom Chappelle was there with his wife, Kate.
We use poetry a lot in our company.
Well, I've used your toothpaste.
Well,
my whole family does, actually.
Believe it or not, it's one of the ingredients in your toothpaste indirectly.
Really?
Because we start every meeting with a poem. So.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, there was another celebrity that I wanted to meet.
You write poetry, right?
Not for a long time, but.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it used to get you out of doing homework in grade school if you could write poetry. You know, you could act distracted all the time.
Yeah, that's Bill Murray. He comes to this event almost every summer.
I've got an annoying neighbor named Frank Platt who's on the board, and he's been dragging me around, making me do things all around New York for about 20 years, been making me go and do things that I would never do.
Thank you, Bill. It was a snap.
Frank Platt really is Bill Murray's next-door neighbor. He watched Murray's kids grow up.
See, this guy here crossed the bridge when he was 2 weeks old, maybe less than 2 weeks old.
Oh, really?
Lincoln Murray, yeah. And that's Homer Murray. That Cooper Murray. Yeah, well, oh, and there go the Murrays.
When Frank Platt met Bill Murray in the mid-1980s, Murray was already deep into poetry. He'd show up at Harvard unannounced to read poems to the students. But his own poetry was pretty bad, and he knew it.
Did you ever have ambitions of, you know, maybe even publishing some of your old poems or no?
No. No, I need an injection of ambition,
yeah.
To be honest with you.
So is it just too frustrating to try and write poetry when you would love?
My frustrations start early. They start early and end late, you know what? There's a whole list. I should probably write a poem about the list of my frustrations. As a matter of fact, if I may borrow your pencil, that's what I'm going to do when I get home. I'm going to write a poem about the list of my frustrations.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
I appreciate this a lot. I'm glad I woke up today.
Getting involved with Poets House, Murray was able to meet some of his own personal heroes, like Billy Collins.
He wrote one about divorce recently that's really wicked, that also feels like it echoes in your ribs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Murray's divorce was all over the tabloids that week. I wasn't sure if he'd show up, but he loves this organization. I have to admit, I was just there to meet him. I don't know much about poetry. But throughout the walk and the dinner afterwards, I heard some really great stuff.
Praise the cook with a shaven head and a tattoo on his shoulder that said, Oye. A blue-eyed Puerto Rican with people from Fajardo, the harbor of pirates centuries ago. Praise the lighthouse in Fajardo, candle glimmering white, to worship the dark saint of the sea, Alabanza.
A conversation stops and I look up to see the harmony of the cables and the arch. I have been raised to see the world in terms of work.
We wanted our sufferings to be offered up as tender meat and our triumphs to be belted out as raucous song.
I eat oatmeal for breakfast. I make it on the hot plate and put skimmed milk on it. I eat it alone.
Bill Murray read a poem called Oatmeal by Galway Canal.
But when he got home, he couldn't figure out the order of the stanzas, and he and a friend spread the papers on a table, and they made some sense of them, but he isn't sure to this day if they got it right. He still wonders about the occasional sense of drift between stanzas and the way here and there a line will go into the configuration of a Muslim at prayer, then raise itself up and peer about and then lay down slightly off the mark, causing the poem to move forward with God's reckless wobble.
Canal's poem is about the frustration of trying to write poetry. I think Bill Murray related to it.
Oh, you're too kind. Well, maybe I will read some of my own stuff.
For Studio 360, I'm Eric Molinsky.
And if you'd like to hear Angelina Jolie reading T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland, kidding, but you really can hear Bill Murray reading three terrific poems by other people on our website, studio360.org. And while you're there, tell us about a poem that you love. Now, I'll go first. There's only one poem I know by heart, which I was assigned to learn about 35 years ago. It's by John Keats, and it starts like this. Much have I traveled in the realms of gold, and many goodly states and kingdoms seen. Oft of one wide expanse had I been told that bards in fealty to Apollo hold, and so on and so on. Now, tell us your favorite at studio360.org.